Tiger Brands came out with their half-year results for the 6 months ended March 2019. The company reported earnings before one-time items, dropping 12% to R7.59 a share. The packaged food company has been struggling in a tough economic environment and is still reeling from the listeriosis crisis from a couple of years back. Tiger Brands declared a lower dividend for its shareholders, but compensated by way of a special payout of R3.06 per share for shareholders as a result of selling off its Oceana business. My colleague Craig Vanikirk caught up with Tiger's CEO.
Lawrence, welcome to the show. Your results for the previous financial period were severely hit by the impact of the listeriosis outbreak. You have subsequently reopened the affected meat processing plants. Have you now fully recovered from the outbreak, operationally at least?
Thanks for that. You know, when you unpack the numbers, the like-for-like comparisons of the enterprise sales for the full 6 months last year, the domestic performance is actually up 6%, 2% up in volume. You know, we're quite pleased about, and particularly on the headline earnings, if you unpack the unbundling of Oceana, the headline earnings only down 2% from 12 that was reported. So, yes, we're back in the market now. We're not fully recovered. We only started distributing very, very late in December, so we missed the full Christmas season. And, you know, we took us a while to ramp up the factories. We're in full production now, and we're starting to regain our distribution. The retailers have been fantastic in their support to help us get the product back onto the shelf really quickly. And where we have achieved distribution, the consumer offtake has been very pleasing. But, you know, we need to understand that competitors took advantage of us not being on the shelves to gain market share. And we now need to fight back really hard to, you know, gain the consumer's trust and to get the share of their wallet back in the next months ahead of us.
Have you seen that the reputational damage you may have suffered flowing from the outbreak, have you seen that flow through to the sales of other products within the stable as well?
No, not at all. Not at all. I think as you would have seen in our report, we reported market shares that are up in both volume and in value, if you exclude the value-added meats product. So not at all. We're feeling pretty good about that. We've also been able to launch several bits of innovation into the market, which has kept our brands, you know, alive and top of mind for consumers. You know, capitalizing on the trends of health and wellness, on the go, and smaller pack sizes, with understanding that at the moment, as these consumers become more stressed in terms of discretionary spend, they are also shopping more often, but they're willing to shop up to premium brands when they're on promotion, you know, which fits exactly with where we are with our very, very strong brands.
Just lastly, on listeriosis, I see you've received an insurance payout of around 100 million during the period. What has been the total compensation you've received from insurers and are any more payments in the pipeline?
As we highlighted, we've received a summons now, which actually then takes the class action to the next phase. The next phase is firstly liability needs to be determined, and then only after that will the courts lay down some quantum on against each of those classes. We've said right up front that if liability is indeed determined, you know, we're not going to frustrate the process at all and try and work through that as quickly as possible. And we do have insurance that we believe is appropriate for a company of our size. That quantum is yet to be determined. So, you know, to answer your question, we would have to wait a few months to actually understand what that quantum is before we can fully answer the question appropriately.
Yeah, but that is in relation to the class action. What I'm referring to are payments from insurers following the closure of some of your processing plants.
Yes, as we've said, we've released those. The 100 million that we've received now is for the product that we withdrew from the market. And there are other smaller bits that we need to recover from insurance, but we've not released those details yet.
Let's come back to your products and the consumer environment. You do state in the results that you have experienced depressed sales because of the depressed consumer environment. How do you foresee the environment changing in the next few months? You know, we most likely will see a recession during the first half of this year, but there are expectations that things may pick up. Do you also expect a stronger second half of the year?
suppose we'd be very rich if we knew that answer. But, you know, I think every indication is that the discretionary income of the consumer is going to remain under pressure. We have seen indications that, you know, consumers are also paying down their high debt levels. So some of that debt, some of the discretionary income is going to pay off the debt. But, you know, we saw this even in this morning's press, there are further indications that are pointing towards, you know, moving to a negative second quarter, which will then effectively, you know, start moving us towards that technical recession again that we had at the beginning of 2018. We truly hope we don't get to that. I think the government and, you know, what they do with their spending and attracting foreign investment is going to be critical to, you know, helping us not move into that phase. But from our side, you know, we need to take appropriate action within our business to make sure that we maintain our sales growth and remain profitable through these tough times. The consumer is going to be looking for value, but at the same time, you know, particularly the lower income groups cannot afford to make mistakes on the brands that they choose when they do vote with their money. So, you know, quality and the brands that they trust will always remain top of mind with consumers.
Don't you see some consumers buying down from the premium brands and rather go for supermarkets, their house brands? Is that a trend you see?
Yes, that is indeed true. So, you know, many of the retailers have actually got some very good private label strategies at the moment. But at the same time, as I mentioned in the presentation earlier this morning, is that there are a portion, about the same portion, that same size as the portion that's moving down of those that are moving up. The ones that are trading into brands and where they're looking for value within those well-known brands. So not everybody's trading down to the lower cost. They're also looking for value on the brands that they love and trust. And it's in that space, you know, where, if I can give an example of adding 10% extra value versus a 10% price reduction, consumers see value in that. At the same time, looking at branded products, you know, putting a black cap peanut butter and all gold jam together, consumers seeing value in that and the value that those two offerings together, or, you know, jam with a loaf of bread. We are definitely seeing a trend where consumers are saying those types of offers, you know, offer me value. And if they are in the brands that I love and trust, that they want to trade into those spaces as well. So the challenge for us is not to get caught in that no man's land in between the value offerings and the premium brands, and make sure that we're making offerings available to the consumer that trades them up into our brand.
Then your exports also slightly down. I would have expected that with a weaker currency environment, the exports would have performed better. What happened there?
Yeah, 80% of our exports go into Angola, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Nigeria. And as you know, our neighboring states are not in particularly good shape at the moment from a forex availability perspective, but also from just the economy. So, yes, we've made good progress on our distributor reorganization in Nigeria and also in East Africa, but we were particularly hard hit in Angola, Zimbabwe, and Mozambique. And then, of course, we had the floods and stuff that happened in Mozambique as well, you know, which disturbed the distribution to the north, but also the general economy. So the neighboring states have been pretty tough trading in the last 6 months.
That was Lawrence McDougall. He is the CEO of Tiger Brands.